This week's film is Fruitvale Station, written and directed by 26-year-old first-time filmmaker Ryan Coogler. Fruitvale Station won both Grand Jury and Audience Awards at this year's Sundance Film Festival and was a product of the Sundance Screenwriters Lab. If that local street cred and reports of audience standing ovations at Cannes aren't enough to entice you to see this film, let me try and close the deal. Fruitvale Station is based upon the true story of the killing of 22-year-old Oscar Grant at an Oakland BART station on New Year's Eve in 2008. There was a fight on the train and transit officers detained several suspects, including Oscar. As the verbal exchange between the detainees and the officers escalated, Oscar was restrained face down on his stomach on the pavement. A single shot rings out and Oscar is shot in the back. The officer claimed he thought he had reached for his taser and mistakenly fired his gun. The officer was convicted of manslaughter and served less than half of his 2-year sentence. The incident sparked protests in what may now be viewed as a prequel to the Trayvon Martin tragedy. In Fruitvale Station, director Ryan Coogler presents a fictional account of the steps of Oscar's final day. The script is simply compelling, featuring gripping dialogue of Oscar's struggles to tell the truth to his family and his attempts to escape his past. While Coogler leaves little doubt that Oscar is a liar, a drug dealer, and an ex-felon with an explosive temper, Coogler depicts Oscar as a young man trying to make amends for the sake of his 4-year-old daughter and rise above the trappings and expectations of the environment around him. This somewhat over-the-top humanizing of the victim should not be confused with 100% factual accuracy, which is the source of what limited criticism there has been of the film. Some have asserted that the obvious impossibility of the degree and breadth of life-changing events depicted in Oscar's Last Day is evidence of Coogler's own bias regarding the event. However, it would be grossly unfair and oversimplified to label this portrayal of Oscar as a product of a liberal Hollywood filmmaker eager to glorify a martyr. Coogler aims to provide an authenticity of perspective, not fact, confronting the fog of the media's and political activists' exploitation of the outcomes of these individual tragedies. Coogler refuses to let the audience escape the theater without grasping the existence and complexity of Oscar's individual and racial perspective. Yes, in a couple instances, particularly with scenes of a lost dog and Oscar's family in the hospital, Coogler goes too far. But overall, he shows Oscar's mistakes are such that while his individual responsibility for them cannot be questioned, often his frantic reactions and spur-of-the-moment decisions or eruptions are put in the light of situational survival. Coogler's depiction of their compounding nature and resulting haze of helplessness for a man whose very existence rests on his assertion of strength is both unique and, of course, timely. The final scene of the shooting on the BART platform in particular is riveting. With the aid of tremendous performances from Michael B. Jordan as Oscar and Octavia Spencer as his mother, Fruitvale Station reminds us of the hard work ahead to avert predictable polarized assumptions of justice or injustice as after-the-fact guilt is determined in these tragedies. So, on my ski trail rating system, Fruitvale Station earns my highest Black Diamond ski trail marker. I'll conclude with two of my favorite quotes. The first from the 2002 Winter Olympics, where comedian Dave Chappelle made fun of Utah's white culture as he spanned an Olympic venue for a black spectator before exclaiming, "Look, there's one," versus Harper Lee's, "You never really understand a person until you consider things from his point of view, until you climb inside of his skin and walk around in it." Well, whether you view Oscar as a mockingbird or not, Fruitvale Station is a well-written opportunity to walk around with an inescapable perspective that continues to handcuff our nation. Fruitvale Station is rated R for violence, language, and brief drug use, and is playing at the Salt Lake Film Society's Broadway Theater. This is Mark Harrington for KPCW's Friday Film Review. The Friday Film Review is sponsored by the Utah Film Center.